This week's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat. Over 75,000 titles to choose from for your iPod, iPhone, iPad, or MP3 player. Again, surf to audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat to get a free Audible download. Hello, and welcome to this week's edition of HealthBeat, Chiropractic Online, today's health news and informational podcast. In this week's news, we'll be looking at fruits, vegetables, and mortality, and finally, a story about movement speed and cervical range of motion. For HealthBeat, this is Dr. Todd Eglow. Welcome to HealthBeat podcast number 471, recorded August 8th, 2014. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online Today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat, all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Eglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. A recent study in the British Medical Journal was published to examine and quantify the potential dose-response relation between fruit and vegetable consumption and risk of all-cause cardiovascular and cancer mortality. Prospective cohort studies were selected that reported risk estimates for all-cause cardiovascular and cancer mortality by levels of fruit and vegetable consumption. Results of this analysis found that there was a threshold around 5 servings of fruit and vegetables a day, after which the risk of all-cause mortality did not reduce further. A significant inverse association was observed for cardiovascular mortality, while higher consumption of fruit and vegetables was not appreciably associated with risk of cancer mortality. The study concluded that this meta-analysis provides further evidence that a higher consumption of fruit and vegetables is associated with a lower risk of all-cause mortality, particularly cardiovascular mortality. As always, discuss all nutritional recommendations with your qualified healthcare professional. Surf to our show notes for links. We'll be back with more news in a moment. This week's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat. Over 75,000 titles to choose from for your iPod, iPhone, iPad, or MP3 player. Again, surf to audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat to get a free Audible download. Cervical range of motion has been the subject of many studies. However, only very few of these studies have considered the influence of movement execution speed on the cervical kinematics. The aim of a recent study published in the journal European Spine Journal was to evaluate the influence of movement speed on cervical range of motion. This study looked at the primary spinal movements, flexion extension, lateral bending, and axial rotation. Coupled movements were also studied. Paired students' tests were performed to compare the two modes of movement. The results showed that cervical range of motion differed significantly between movement speeds. Amplitudes were higher for each movement when movements were performed as quickly as possible. The range of movements carried out the best possible reached only 95% of those during movements carried out as fast as possible. Concerning coupled movements, an increase in rotational movements coupled to lateral flexion during fast movements was observed. The study concluded that range of motion reported in the literature corresponds to movement carried out in a mode resembling the best possible of the author's study. Movements made as quickly as possible can display larger motion ranges. Surf to our show notes for links. As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in HealthBeat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our HealthBeat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support such as yours via our PayPal link does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com. Finally, I leave you with the following quote from Grandma Moses. Life is what we make of it. Always has been, always will be. For Chiropractic Online, today's HealthBeat, this has been Dr. Todd Eglow.